I don't know if you've noticed, or if you would even be able to tell me what the big feast days that we celebrated the previous two Sundays were. And that's okay, I forget a lot of stuff too. But it is beautiful how they lead up to today, the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So let's go back. 2 weeks ago, we celebrated the ascension of our Lord Jesus. Jesus, who is the Son of God, going back to God the Father, so that we can live out our mission as disciples of Jesus and to be able to receive Him in the Eucharist. Last week, we celebrated Pentecost, the gift of the Holy Spirit coming upon us, the Holy Spirit who proceeds from the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit who is God Himself, the Holy Spirit given to us so that we may already participate in the life of the Holy Trinity. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is what we celebrate today. And the unity of the Trinity is actually our goal for heaven, to be united with the Trinity. Sometimes I think we just want to get to heaven so we don't go to hell. That's good. Sometimes if we're thinking maybe a little more positively, we want to get to heaven so that we can be with our loved ones who have gone before us, and that please God there in heaven as well. But truly, the point of heaven, the reason why God created us for Himself on this earth to live with Him forever in heaven, is just that, to be united with Him in heaven, to be united with God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And in being united with them, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we will be perfectly reunited with our loved ones who are also in heaven. This has always been God's plan, for us to be taken up into the life of the Trinity. And we start to see this little by little, revealed in small ways, beginning even in the Old Testament. Today we have a reading from Exodus, and God is speaking with Moses, pronouncing his name, giving the commandments, and telling Moses and Israelites that they should worship him. This is good. God's showing us that the way to heaven, the way we want to get where we want to be in unity with Him, is through following His commands. That if we follow His commands, this is the path. There's not questions. There's not guessing. This is the way. And then He also tells Moses, and also, because I'm God, our right relationship is actually that you do worship me too. I'm worthy of worship as God. And there continues on throughout the Old Testament. Exodus is only the second book, so it keeps going. And we get to hear even more from the story, more of the prophets, the kings, the judges, all of this revealing more about who God is and His plan for us. But it's never quite perfectly revealed until His Son comes into the world. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, born of the Virgin Mary, comes into the world. And reveals Himself as God, reveals that He has come to bring us to God, the Father, and tells us that He's going to send us God, the Holy Spirit. The Trinity, this is what our faith is all about. And this is what we're called to right here, right now. The church itself, which Christ established, who is God, who brings us to the Father in the Holy Spirit, gave us the church so that even now, at Mass especially, this is where we are most perfectly united, this side of heaven, to God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. See a little glimpse of what this ought to look like, or how we can stay united with the Trinity from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians today. It's one of those scripture passages that if you just kind of gloss over it, you're like, what? I want you to agree with one another. So what is Paul saying? Agree about what? Like, what's the best breakfast food to have? That's easy, that's bacon, so we can all agree on that. But no, I don't think he's talking about breakfast food. And even just thinking about, like, just agreement, is he just say, well, as long as you agree, like, it's all good. You just agree and that's all you need. Well, we know that can't be right because the Israelites, of course, agreed while Moses was up getting the Ten Commandments, that we should go worship this false god, this calf that we made out of gold. Let's worship that. They were all in agreement, but that can't be right. because we can all be in agreement and all be wrong. Remember, as St. Paul writes these letters, he's writing them to the churches, most of which he himself has established as bishop. When he's telling them to be at peace with one another and agree with one another, he's talking about the church. To agree with the church is how you're going to be at peace. To be in union with the Bishop of Rome, our Holy Father Pope Francis, and with all the bishops. This is how we are to be in agreement. And when we're in agreement in these ways, this is how we have unity even now with God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus didn't come to reveal that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And, you know, guess what? Sorry, you're going to have to wait until you die in order to get united with us. Sorry. No, even now we can experience this union. And that's what happens at the Mass. Like, I don't know how much if you actually pay attention to what we're praying at Mass. Sometimes we don't. We're just like, oh yeah, Father, here's your prayer again. All right. But especially here, especially at the altar, this is where we have a glimpse of the unity of the Trinity in the Mass, which we participate in. I wonder if I were to ask which person of the Trinity the Mass is offered to, I bet most of us would probably say Jesus. Makes sense. We know Jesus. We have him there on the altar. He's the Eucharist. But in fact, the Mass is offered up to the Father. It is the Son who is offered. That's what happens on the altar. Jesus is offered to the Father, and we do this in the power of the Holy Spirit. All of us do this, represented by the priest offering it up together, the common sacrifice. Brothers and sisters, as Moses was given the law, let's follow God. Let's do what he asks us to do. Let's worship him like we're supposed to, because he is God. But most of all, let's take joy in the fact that we don't have to wait till heaven to be united with the Trinity. We do it every time we come to Mass. Let's take advantage of that. Let's renew our desire to be here every Sunday. Let's renew our devotion to Jesus in the Eucharist as he brings us to the Father in the power of the Holy Spirit.